With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Suntus is here.
Hello.
Hey, Suntus.
Hey.
Gav's here.
Hi.
Hi, Gav.
Hi.
Harry's here.
Hello.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, John.
Big Si's here.
Woo.
Yay! This week on the show, no little side because he was away the day this was recorded. So now you know it was recorded on the Thursday.
That's right, yeah.
If you're a fan of the show, there we go.
Yeah.
So there's no maps this week. Although, is he back tomorrow?
He is, yeah.
Could do it tomorrow.
Potentially, yeah.
We don't know. That's a good idea.
We don't know yet if he's had time to get the team together.
I know.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
Because they're going to mess him around.
Exactly.
They've started seeing his weaknesses.
No, but I know he's genuinely his anniversary on the day that it's the show.
Yeah.
It's the station anniversary.
Sure.
Because he decided to get married on that day because that's how into his work he is. He decided to make it a double celebration. But I think he should still have to do it.
I think so.
No, what? So, because he takes that day off, so he's got no work to do all week.
All he's got to do is get the team to brief him. That's
right.
It. That's all.
The team must.
They do all the work.
Yeah, exactly. 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 Exactly right, Gav. Yeah, just get the team.
Yeah,
just get the team. The team must.
Bullet point
but basically,
sheet.
He's the tip of the iceberg, isn't
uh-huh.
he? That
exactly.
Way. Yeah, right.
Tip of the spear.
He's
yeah.
the tip of the spear. Exactly right. Exactly right, Gav. And people only run at the speed of the.
Speed of the team is the speed
of the leader.
Leader.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
There you go.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
He's off.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That doesn't work, actually, because the leader's not here, so the
That's
team would
true,
stop.
Yeah.
So just because the leader's away doesn't mean... Just because the leader's not there doesn't mean he's...
They're probably in the pub. The team are in
the
pub.
Yeah, right,
the
team, yeah. Anyway, this week we speak to Lego Batman, plus the voice of BoJack Horseman drops by, and God Bluff. From Arrested Development is on the show. Same guy.
Yeah.
Hey. It's basically a Will Arnett special.
It is.
With a few other bits thrown in. There'll probably be a hero, a thought for the day, but mainly it's friend of the show. Scrap that. Close friend. In fact, he's family.
He's on. He is the show.
He's in the show. He's pretty much a
part
fanger.
Of the show. He's
yes.
a fanger.
Yes. I mean, in that we text a bit and only meet up every couple of years, but it is Will Arnett, ladies and gentlemen, on the show. Enjoy.
Radio X.
It's sunny now, sort of sunny early evening here
yeah.
in the heart of London's West End. We welcome Sunta Templeton back. We're just discussing the fact that on my weekend, a hell of a lot of people listened to the show.
Really?
And Sunta was saying she did in Corfu.
Yeah.
And Gav merely said, how do they know? The answer is, she told them.
Do you wear a T-shirt saying Radio X is Sunta Templeton?
How else would they know?
Yeah, right.
To come over and offer to buy me a drink.
Those free drinks don't buy themselves.
Sunta from Radio X. The answer is, she tells them. It's no mystery.
Yeah.
So did you have a nice time?
Really wonderful.
Brother's wedding,
you.
All good,
it
all
was
fantastic.
So stunning. Congratulations to Zarin and Laura and their little boy Ocean. It was the most perfect wedding day.
Okay, awesome. Fantastic. I love the photos. It looked very casual.
Really casual.
Look casual.
Beach party afterwards.
It looked casual with a few double shots.
Yeah. Perfect.
And Corfu all good.
Corfu was stunning as always, yeah.
I was do you have any trouble getting vegan stuff?
A little. Yeah, Let's just say I might have eaten a little bit of cheese this week.
Yeah, that's good.
there wasn't many other options.
I was telling Gav that in the little port town where Gianni's boats was, so I used to go there. It's only four boats rented, all of which broke down.
In Corfu.
Yeah. Gianni then comes to get you in his bigger boat, tows that boat, and now charges you for the bigger boat.
Oh, what a winner. What a business model.
Yeah, but he's the guy with the... he can do the... for
really
up
long.
To a minute.
Oh, wow.
For after a no charge. for the... anyway, but I once was having lunch dinner. My daughter's vegan mate was there. He was like really militant when she was younger, really, you know, militant vegan age.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went to this particular bar, Nikos's.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikos has the deepest voice in the world.
What, really that deep?
Yeah, maybe we find it is possible. But Nico's voice is...
Yes, I can. It's crazy.
Terrifying.
It's like the voice of God.
What did he used to call you?
Mr. Oh, hello there, Mr. Johnny. For Mr. Johnny, we need the best table possible.
Mr. Johnny.
For Mr. Johnny, we need the best table possible. Yeah.
Anyway, I said, have you got any stuffs for vegans? He picks up the menu, he goes,
for vegans, halloumi?
That sounds about right.
But you had a fantastic time.
Really, really good.
Awesome. I went for this weekend, since you ask. I went to a very smart hotel near Bath.
A country hotel.
Country house hotel. And what's really weird,
yeah,
it occurred to me that when you're going somewhere, it's really easy to complain if somewhere's cheap.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if somewhere's sort of, if the staff are really good.
Yeah.
And it's great.
And it's high-end.
And it all looks good. You feel really petty for complaining.
If something's a problem,
cheap,
yeah, yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So consequently, I went to the room and instantly I was hit with the niff of poo.
No.
Yes.
A sewerage.
Yeah, sort of like a little bit of the tang of nappy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just...
But you have an extraordinarily sensitive nose.
Because Vanessa nearly...
She noticed. Like, okay, fair enough. Fair.
So I assume you went and asked for another room.
No, there's no more room. It's all booked out.
Oh.
Right.
We made out. It was the view. But then there was a wedding party in there.
Yeah.
And we were above the reception. We were literally, the rooms opened. And it was really hot in the room, but it was raining.
Yeah.
So I had to open the windows to get
some air. So it's quite loud.
Really hot in there. I was getting really big feet, especially after the amount I had to eat and drink.
Yeah.
I was really starting, my extremities were starting to swell.
Yeah.
And when any cab arrived or anything, they might as well have pulled up by the bed.
It was actually that loud.
No, I went and had a fag outside. It was louder in the bedroom. It was great. You know, acoustics just echo around the walls and some sort of corner.
Definitely.
It was crazy. I was sort of sitting there, I was having to go, I didn't know that was going to happen. It was literally raising our voices in bed above.
Wow.
And the people who were, sort of talking outside, I we could hear every word.
Wow.
So if you did have a conversation outside the pig, we heard every word upstairs.
We know everything.
Yeah, it was really annoying. Yeah, I was having a chat with someone while I was having my one allowable fag outside. And I went up and Vanessa said, I heard every word of that. I was like, oh, Christ, what did I say?
You know,
suddenly rewind and think, oh, Christ, no. Like, how much did I complain?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Open the door, see what you find. Open the door, see what you find.
Ooh.
Noel Gallagher. Yeah?
It's like an invitation to Noel Gallagher.
Open the door, see what you find. It'd be great if his next tour was like a game show called Open the Door, See What You Find.
I'd love that.
And he opens the door and there's different hits behind it.
That'd be great.
What hit do you want now? Yes. Number five, well, let's open the door, see what you find.
Why is he a Cockney now?
Hello there, I'm Noel Gallagher.
I'm one of the old famous Gallagher brothers.
Noel Gallagher. No, we've said goodbye to all that Manchester rubbish.
it did well for us at the time.
It's working for me. It's working for me, brother. But really, we're from our east now.
I'm actually Steve Gallagher.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
Actually, my real name's Steve Deakin.
Imagine if they just weren't called Gallagher.
No.
And they weren't from Manchester.
Because really, I'm Gary Deakin. I'm from out east, really. Family moved to Essex in the 80s.
And Liam ain't even my brother.
Yeah.
He's me mate, Paul.
Anyway, I'm a dog, see what you find. Let's have a little gander, shall we? Let's have a butcher's.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the funny things about our old mum.
Wonderful.
Right, it's not true anyway.
No.
So, guys, he is from Manchester. He's not. His real name is Gary Deakin.
I don't think you have to explain that.
His real name isn't. No, I'm just saying Noel Gallagher's real name isn't Gary Deakin. he's not a Cockney. He's generally Liam's brother.
He is. Yeah. And they are from Manchester.
And they're from Manchester. Yeah, they're not.
Definitely, yeah.
They're not from, not from out east, specifically.
God, it would be funny. Someone caught footage of them really speaking, caught me. Go on.
Yeah. You go and do the first show and I'll go out there. You give it all to Manchester. You give it all to Manchester.
Stage,
Ollocks. And then I'll come on, yeah? We'll make out. We've had a row.
I'm going to get the do that walk.
I'll do that funny, mate. It's a walk. What you done?
Do that walk.
I know, like what you done last time.
With the tambourine.
We've done that gig where you start the tambourine in your nope. In your nope and sap.
Yeah. Oh, God, that'd be fun.
They'll go and talk a bit about Man City, all that stuff. They love that.
Yeah.
Don't mention Leighton Orient.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, not tonight, darling. I've got a bad case of panda jet lag.
Wow.
The panda's primary enemies were once poaching, habitat loss, and a lackluster libido.
Mm. Right.
Basically, evolution's getting rid of them.
Yeah.
They can't be bothered.
They need to meet us halfway.
I tell you what else it probably is about pandas. Mm. They don't want to commit their offspring to a life of captivity.
No. I know.
They're all numbered. Literally, every panda's got a name. Mm. And when that happens to you, other than man...
Mm.
When that happens to a species,
sure,
you got to start saying, well, what's the point? I don't know if I can do that to my kids. Just literally born into a life sentence.
Yeah.
People looking through them, you know, like over a concrete ha-ha.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So captive pandas living in zoos outside their normal latitudes in China are less active and they exhibited more abnormal behavior than their wild counterparts. Animals, including humans, have evolved rhythms to synchronize their internal environment with the external environment. When internal clocks are not synchronized with external cues like light, temperature, stuff like that. Well, a panda in Scotland, for instance.
Sure. Yes, sure.
If it was meant to be pandas in Scotland, they'd wear kilts.
Sure. And we'd know.
My old nan used to say. My old mum used to say.
They'd have earrings.
Yeah, exactly
in
right.
In one ear. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. And a sort of slight mullet haircut.
It's a really 80s reference.
The females would have pointy sideburns.
Yeah, go on.
When internal clocks... So jet lag occurs when the body's circadian rhythm, its expected sleep and wake times, is out of sync with a new location. That's essentially what it is.
Right,
animals' circadian clocks normally get cues from the environment. Well, they always do.
Sure.
And then seasonal food availability and also temperature. So if suddenly they're having like a winter snack.
Yes.
Or summer snacks in winter.
That throws them off.
And they're in Scotland.
Yeah.
They just don't know what the hell's going on.
They don't know what's going on. Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
So those pandas, when you look at them, they're just baffled.
They are completely baffled.
They can't
work
it out. I would imagine lots of people staring at them while they're just eating a bit of bamboo. Yeah, that must upset them.
Yeah, make you uneasy, wouldn't it?
And going, we can't, they don't mate, you know. They don't do it. Yes, because they're there.
You're always watching.
Existential crisis.
Yeah, of course they're having an existential crisis. When you see a panda, know that panda. And also, $600,000 a year. So they're probably quite guilty as well about not being able to sort of, you know, every single zoo that has a panda has to pay the Chinese government $600,000 a year.
It's mad, isn't it?
That's how much it is rent.
It's like an automatic lease,
In fact, I think it's more than that. I think it's $600,000 if they have a cub, which then also belongs to China. But you think about the pressure. It's like... They feel that thing that's like, well, let's go to Stamford Bridge for a parallel of things that cost a vast amount of money and do nothing.
And don't deliver.
Yeah, and feel that pressure. That's how pandas feel. When you look at a panda, just imagine, they feel like Chelsea players. They feel exactly like Chelsea
Maybe
players.
Maybe Chelsea should sign some pandas.
Yeah.
We might as well.
I mean, we'd get more out of them even if they did nothing.
I'm Danny Dyer, and welcome to...
What's that smell?
Ugh, smoky with a hint of burgers. It's my barbecue apron. Luckily, I can make this smell like freshly picked lilies. Just pop it in the washing machine, add some Surf Tropical Lily Laundry Detergent, and... Oh, my fave. It smells like my dream holiday. Get long-lasting fragrance with natural essential oils with Surf Laundry Detergent. You can make anything perf with Surf.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
I had an interesting morning.
Why?
Well, afternoon.
Why? Why?
Why? Because I was remembering Sean.
Yes.
Leicester Square Theatre today. It was a celebration
and
memories of Sean Locke.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just absolutely fantastic. It was really good.
All his old friends.
Yeah, I did a bit. Well, Bill Bailey started, then I did a bit. Kevin Eldon, who I love, did a bit. His old flatmate, John Rosevere, who is absolutely hilarious and just fantastic. Harry Hill did just sketches, which is quite weird. Because Harry, all that time, was taking like Super 8 and film of them at like Edinburgh.
Before they were successful,
festivals. And he had bits from a sketch show that had Sean and Bill Bailey that was never shown on television that included a sketch on one of them reading a headline where it said, "Good Lord. Since the Welsh Assembly, they've they've got hold of nuclear weapons. And then it, it cuts to Sean and Bill as two Welshmen going, they did a mistake there. And just, it's honestly, I swear to you, it's one of the funniest sketches I've ever seen in my life. I'm sitting there kidding myself. So funny. Sean's wearing one of those really tall sort of, those sort of hats with the Welsh stuff on. And Bill's got this sort of rugby shirt and he's got all these teeth together. I guess, yeah, then we can nuke Birmingham.
They won't believe what hit them, yeah.
And they're really laughing and just being God, really funny. Evil, but it's in a sort of, it's really weird because it's in a really weird old sort of tavern.
Right, right.
And they're just, it's so funny. But what's weird is you sort of look at Harry, there's footage of Harry and Bill and Sean.
Yeah.
Just up in, Dave Johns and people, just up in Edinburgh, like in the early 90s and mid 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously I miss Sean. He's one of my greatest friends. And I sat next to him at football. It would have been 30 years this year. I worked out it's about 45,000 minutes of football.
Wow.
We've sat there not talking about exactly that.
Yeah.
In fact, if ever I spoke about football, which I was telling the audience, if ever anyone mentioned football, Sean would be like, ooh, I wonder if we'll get better in the second half, he says. Ooh, do I know the name of that goalkeeper? Ooh, he wants to talk about football, does he? And, you know, it was, anyway, but I was looking at all these old, this footage that Harry had shot, and he's just thinking, you see them all just so young, and, you know, Bill with his thick mane of metal hair, and Sean looking like a sort of rock star, they're moving around.
Yeah.
It's quite sad just getting older, you know.
Mm.
I suddenly thought, never mind passing away.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Just the warm-up.
That and, bit looked great.
Yes, right, but you sort of see, here's three guys, and they hadn't made it yet.
No.
But you sort of think, I wonder if, you know, all this emphasis on, you know, comedians wanting to make it, wanting to get the big thing, but
big
even,
tours,
even they had it, you know, I've never seen them, but obviously I saw Sean a lot, but
he's
just so happy.
Yeah.
Because things were uncomplicated. Yes. They were just trying to make people laugh. Yeah,
really, that was really definable goal.
Yeah.
And getting to that is actually really fun.
Yes. Yeah, and now it's not even quite so clear cut. You know, sort of doing panel shows, because so then you get a tour and you sell more things. But this is just low key Edinburgh. They've just and Dave Johns, who used to, is a great Geordie comedian. You might know him. I think he's fantastic. He's one of Sean's big mates.
Yeah,
and he just did this. He was telling this story. It's so funny. He's telling this story about. When he shared a flat with, he says, when I shared a flat with Sean during Edinburgh night, we had a lot of time during the day, and we was just doing just having, and Sean says, right, we're going to play. We used to make up games to play, and obviously it was as Sean's rules.
Yeah,
and he said, so it's Sean's rules, and Sean made up a game called War.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and only he could say War, and when it was War, they had to have slow motion. Ultra violence, like a Sam Peckinpah film.
Right.
Like attack each other's, like pretend your eyes come out. But
being hit by machine gun fire.
But you can't, if someone says war, you've got to have war.
You've got to do it. Right.
Yes.
Right. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. And it's got your slow motion really violent. You go war. You go. You have to sort of act like your whole entire has just been blown out. It's going.
Yeah.
Acting out with firearms and shocking.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were in a really good restaurant in Leith. I forget the name of it, but someone who's listening will probably know in Scotland.
Yeah.
And just outside Edinburgh, the docks.
A fancy place.
Really fancy, really expensive. They didn't have much money.
Yeah.
And but they're treating themselves.
Yeah.
And Sean's, and they had a few drinks, and Sean's suddenly gone, war. So they started doing this war in this restaurant.
Oh, yeah? No.
And Dave's like, oh, this is terrible. And Sean's pretended to pick up the chair. Like,
yeah.
You have to hold the chair, you pick it up, he pulls it round. He said he went running back. He's thinking, what am I going to do for an encore? Do you know what he did?
What?
He just went plummeting through the restaurant doors. He goes, I never came back. He had to pay the bill. Radio X. The mysterious death of the world's first dog-fox hybrid.
What?
A dog-fox?
Is at the centre of a... Yes, a dog-fox.
Wow.
There's already fox terriers.
Yeah.
I guess it's a fox dog.
Right. I mean, they must be related, dogs and foxes. They're quite close.
Yeah, they are.
They?
I mean, they've got it. They share...
They're both canids of some kind.
Yeah, they share... No.
Aren't they?
No, they're not.
Aren't they?
No, a fox is lupus.
Of course, yeah.
Is it closer to a wolf?
Yes. But is it canis lupus or something?
No, no. What is it? Is it no? Lupus is wolf. Lupus is wolf. What's foxes?
Oh, what is it?
Renard. Foxes. Look it up quickly.
I'm doing it.
It must be fox.
Okay, a fox.
It just says Fox News.
Domestic dog.
Vulpus.
Wolf. So it's a type of wolf. It's a member of the wolf family.
Vulpus.
Yeah. Vulpus.
Great name for a band.
Vulpus.
Anyway, guys.
Yeah.
You listened to a bit of live Googling there. in the old days, someone had to run off to a library. Yeah. Quick, little Simon.
Scroll
to
the microfiche. Yeah,
quick. Oh, actually, no.
Yeah.
The huge, great, massive dictionary I'd have got. Anyway, the mysterious death of the world's first dog-fox hybrid is at the centre of a government investigation. The government?
What?
Better things to do.
What's the government doing?
I don't know. After keepers looking after the animal in Brazil failed to report its demise. Like they haven't got better things to do. And what are the Brazilians messing around at?
Brazil, you say?
Well, the country literally is permanently falling apart.
We warned you, Fox. This is also a dog.
Yes.
It's so relaxing.
Please don't keep saying Fox in your Brazilian accent because it sounds absolutely singular. It's understood the zoo did not alert officials of the death.
Yeah.
The Pampas Fox Dog Hybrid had been living at the Chalbrage Conservation Centre since November. It was called Joao.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. I just wanted to say that. Hey, Joao, the fox.
Joao.
Come on, Joao.
It's so cool.
Hey, buddy, why have you made a fox dog hybrid? It's so cool.
So cool to play football on the beach.
Have you never played football with a fox dog hybrid in Chalbrage?
It's for good for volleyball and parties and dancing.
It's so. You know why he has his dog? He loves to party. Sorry.
We just can't help it.
Anyway, guys.
Go on.
When is the world going to realise we don't need fox-dog hybrids?
Mm.
We've got enough foxes, we've got enough dogs. And frankly, foxes are quite similar to dogs the way that people are feeding them in Britain.
Yeah, let's have hybrids of things that aren't that similar for
a
start.
Right,
Yeah.
You know, but you got to have a dog.
Mm.
So as always, I throw out there the Hammerhead Jack Russell.
That's your go-to hybrid.
Yes, because you can't get better than that.
Yeah.
So yes, I return to that.
Uh-huh.
They said I was mad, but I'll show them.
Yes.
Always say that if ever you're flouncing down to a cellar.
Right, absolutely.
Always slam the door, especially if you've got a lab coat.
Sure.
They said I was mad, but I'll show them. And off you go.
Does it help if there's a thunderstorm on at the same
time?
No,
that's when you go, he's alive.
Okay, right.
If you're in your cellar. Sure. But if you're going into a shed, always say, they said I was mad. Hammerhead Jack Russell, what do you want? Or, Sun's, any idea of any? Gav, you got anything there?
My one is I'd like to see one of those mountain goats, but with an eagle's wings. So in case they do fall off the mountain, they can just soar away with
their
huge horns coming out of their heads.
Tell you something, Gavin.
Yeah.
That is why you're always going to earn a sweet buck in this business. Because you think on your feet like that.
Yeah, well, and if it has to be a dog, then a St. Bernard that can fly.
Yeah, oh,
like a mountain eagle Bernard.
I'm just going to say, you're always good for some sweet moolah in the radio game.
So,
yes, sorry.
A goat eagle. That's
goat
my dream.
Eagle. Okay, if it had to involve a dog, though, you'd actually have a rescue Bernard Eagle.
Yeah, a Beneagle.
No, just Bernard Eagle. Hello there, Bernard Eagle. Son's had any thoughts yet? Because Gav thought on his feet, didn't he?
What about a Norfolk Terrier with a massive whale's tail? So good for like swimming.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I like that.
It's nice.
Not so great on land.
No.
A bit difficult to walk around. You need a little set of wheels.
But a dolphin terrier is certainly something we can look
dolphin
at.
Terrier.
Although my Hammerhead Jack Russell would take him down. X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio.
X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Thank you so much for your dog hybrids. They've got to be dog related. I can't give you free rein on this one. Mm. But Crocker-poo we can take.
Love that. Yes. Crocodile.
Crocodile with a poodle. He said with a cockapoo, but no, that's already three going in there.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
poodle crocodile.
That's a tribe.
Curly crocodile. Yeah. It's just fantastic.
That'd be great.
And do you know the nice thing about that is? Because it's got the poodle in there, it wouldn't molt.
No, it wouldn't. Yes. No, that's
so
right.
So you have the crocodile around the house and
you wouldn't have to brush it.
Yes, you wouldn't leave any hair anywhere.
No. Be fine in the back of the estate.
Fine all over your finery.
Yeah, it'd be great for kids.
Great for kids. Perfect for kids.
Good point, Centre.
Uniforms and also, you know.
Is your dolphin terrier, is it a short-haired dolphin?
It is.
Oh, okay, right.
Funny enough, several people have asked that on text.
Yeah.
A giraffe dachshund. Which is fantastic. A little dachshund.
Really
long.
The
same size as the dachshund, just with the giraffe head and all the same patterns all over it.
Easier to walk on a lead, it mentions, which is great. You can have a really short lead.
Yeah, because
it's all neck.
But you get all you get from a low dog. But you haven't got that.
All the benefits of a low dog.
Of like a little, your own little brontosaurus. a giraffe. More like a brachiosaurus with your giraffe pattern all over the dachshund.
Lovely.
Great.
Really
one.
Good dog. Someone wants a chihuahua with elephants, you know.
Mm.
Coracles. So it will. I'm not even going to. It will finally have the coracles for its bark.
Yes.
Sure. So I see it'll match the size of the bark.
They're quite
just
snappy.
A chihuahua with enormous nads.
I'd like to see it with a trunk.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
How handy that would be to have a chihuahua that's very well endowed.
It'd be weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I'd have gone for the trunk. It's just obvious, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely, like Christian's done, a colliphant. With big ears and a trunk. So a collie dog.
Nice.
With those big elephant ears and a trunk.
Right. The important thing about all ours is they're retaining fur. They're furry.
Exactly.
They're dogs with a change.
Right. So it's a furry trunk.
It's a furry trunk.
It's a furry trunk of big furry ears.
Absolutely.
So it's imagine an elephant's head. Mm-hmm. Imagine Lassie.
Sure.
And in the first scene, it comes bang down. You think, oh, there's Lass.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it goes,
yeah.
And it's elephant.
Something
starts
from my
spraying
nightmares,
herself.
Sure.
Starts spraying herself with water and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and just comes straight, goes around people's tables and just takes buns.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Okay. How about this? This is interesting. A bald beagle.
Nice. Nice.
Now, in this sense, we can take away a bit of the hair because you want that the breed. That's important for the breed standard.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
But a beagle with wings, all furry.
Yep.
White head.
All furry.
Yeah.
No, bald.
Yeah.
Bald. Oh, no, white. It's white.
Because that's what a bald eagle, that's why it's called, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Nice. A bald beagle. Mm. In fact, you're getting near, once we now got the beagle to pun with.
Yeah.
I mean, Gav, we're in your
look, it's too much.
Well, come into my office.
Absolutely.
Gav, hey, step in.
Sure.
Step in.
Yeah.
Raptor man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Gav, what would you be, you know the world of eagles. What's the beagle you'd most like to see? Hybridized.
Oh, it's got to be the Stella's Sea Eagle, the biggest, heaviest eagle on Earth.
So you'd have a Stella's Sea Beagle.
There you go. Yes.
Lovely.
Or the Mexican Hawk Beagle would be great as well.
Really,
but it's a crowned hawk eagle in black. It's got a really cool hair.
Has it got the trousers?
Yes.
No, because I'm not sure. I think on a beagle.
It's not one of the booted raptors.
Like a booted beagle.
Booted beagle.
Be really funny. What have you got there? Jonathan of Templeton, let's turn to the heart of the intellect.
Don't say that. Dom in Wigan has suggested a crabrador.
Oh, I love it.
Labrador with pincers.
Great on the beach.
Yeah, but also only move sideways. you have to shout fetch from side on.
It's got a hairy shell.
Yes. And it just sort of moves towards you sideways. It just moves sideways.
Well, as you go for a walk, it's just coming along.
And it's doing
next
that sidewalk with its pincers at the front.
God, they were confused. Crusts.
Great big furry pincers.
I love this one from Dan.
Crusts.
I love this one from Dan in Wakefield. He thinks of a macaque Russell. He says it's a little dog able to swing through the trees, freaky as hell.
Yes. One of those really nice long curly tails.
It would be really weird.
It would really, really be
macaque
Russell. As he says, it would be freaky as hell. A macaque Russell. How about a dogtopus?
Yes. Yeah. An eight-legged dog. What? It can change colour whenever it wants.
That's furry and but still squishy like that.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Man. An eight-legged dog.
Suction cups all over its legs.
Yeah. A weird-ass head.
A really weird-ass head.
A weird-ass... maybe it'd be a sheep dog. octopus.
Yes.
You know, so you got that colour, because you've got just more than just dog.
Right, 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 right.
A sheep dogtopus.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be all right. Uh-huh. Or a gun dogtopus.
Yes.
Go, fetch!
A working
and
dogtopus.
And Ovik scuttles in using all its eight weird arms, and then picks things up with four of them and runs with the others.
They could use them on salmon farms. To herd fish.
Yes. Gav, now you're talking. It's genius.
The trout farm.
The trout farm has like a dogtopus that herds, sheep dogtopus.
Beautiful.
That herds just fish.
Great. Solving problems here.
What about this one, the bungrel? Do you like the idea? It's a mongrel and bungle from Rainbow.
What?
Wonderfully daft and great with kids, says Rob.
They're gone
a bungrel. Yeah, I like that one.
What about a Weimar rabbit?
What's
it's got to be a Weimarama or a rabbit.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
Yeah. Labguin.
What's a labguin?
It's a penguin and a Labrador.
Oh, a labguin. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Staffordshire bullfrog.
They get quite silly after this.
They do.
And a lot of them now we're starting to get the Shih Tzu ones coming
in. Yeah. You've got to be careful.
You've
got to be a bit careful with that.
Yeah.
Radio X.
Gav, give us a hero. Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnisher, the hero. Is it Will Arnett?
No, it's not Will Arnett.
Great if you'd have done that.
Okay, this is a story from 1980, the summer of 1980, in the Washington Post. The hero today, John, is a man called Edwin Robinson. And the story was, in 1980, Edwin Robinson, 62, was on his back porch of his house in Falmouth, Maine, USA, making a clucking sound to call his pet chicken back out of the rainstorm.
We've all been there.
That's when he was hit by lightning. In his words, he said, it was like somebody cracked a whip over my head. I fell right into the ground, face forward. Then he woke up, he got up, he went back into the house for a lie down, he took a nap. He wasn't that old, he was 62, but he wasn't that young either. Plus, he had previously lost most of his hearing and all of his eyesight in a trucking accident nine years before. Anyway, he woke from his nap, he went into his front room, sat down, and he was chatting with his wife when he suddenly realised he could not only see a plaque they had on the wall, but he could read what was on it. Not only that, but his hearing improved, and he didn't need his hearing aid. So he got his sight and his hearing back from being struck by lightning.
Whoa!
But that's not all. His hair started growing as well.
What?
Yeah, he had thinning hair and it started growing. He got really famous. He did the media rounds and there were follow-ups 5 years on and he could still see and hear perfectly and he had a nice bushy side part.
Lovely.
Absolutely amazing. Anyway, let's salute Edwin Robinson.
Edwin Robinson, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7. Fang! Salute you.
Upgrade to the fully electric Skoda Enyaq with 0% APR representative. With 0% APR, you can have 100% extra fun, extra adventures, extra road trips to see granny, extra laughs, extra cozy nights in, extra picnics, extra movie nights, extra dog walking and extra jumping in muddy puddles. Extra. Enjoy 0% APR representative on a Skoda Enyaq with stock available now. But hurry, only available until the 2nd of October. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan. T's and C's apply. 24-month term only. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
As many listeners will know, we don't really have guests on this show. We've had about 12, four of whom have been Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And that's over eight years.
But for this person, ladies and gents, we will always make an exception. He's the man with the million-dollar voice and a face to match. We last spoke to him in November 2020 when we agreed to name his autobiography Looking Forward with Will Arnett. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome actor, comedian, fluent French speaker, Will Arnett!
Sure.
Oh, very good.
It's a strong open.
That's really strong.
It's a strong
open. Strong. It's bold. It's beautiful. Will, lovely to have you on the show.
So great to be here. This is like a real thrill for me because, as you know, Johnny, because we've spoken often.
Yeah.
I'm a massive listener of this show. I'm such a huge fan.
Well, you listen to it as a breakfast show, isn't it?
I do.
You go to it for breakfast fun.
Yeah, I go to it. This is my nourishment.
Okay.
This is what fuels me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm doing a lot of hardcore. I know the workout stuff that you're involved in.
Yes. Yeah.
And I got to say, It's pretty hardcore.
And I'd like to double click that involved in.
Sure.
Because, no, I'm not joking. It's because it, when it goes, some people say I go down the gym, but I'm involved.
That's right.
With body work.
Because you understand the power of not just being the student, but also being the master.
Yeah, the Gamma Core, which I unlock.
Yeah.
Actually, damn, down in my offices downstairs. My offices.
By the way, congratulations on your offices.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got an album. In my
it's
office.
A handsome suite of offices.
It really figures it out, doesn't it? You say, you must come to my offices. No, but it sounds like there's one room for sort of naughtiness as well, right? There's a room with a decanter,
a
with
boardroom.
Three decanters with brown liquor in them. You know, in those sort of, in those, I love it in those old, sort of, particularly 80s Columbos. 70s Columbus, when you get those offices that are miles up a tower block.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, like a big mirrored block, and you go in them and they're still wood paneled with a fire.
That's right. Oh, used to get it in Dallas. J.R. Ewing in the middle of Texas.
You're sort of thinking, hang on a second, you just took a lift to the 12th floor. It's wood paneled with a log fire. So, you know, it's because the air conditioning's so big, boy. Y'all need to heat things up. I'll tell you.
It's all a matter of business.
business.
That's right.
Jock Ewing used to say,
come in, let's go and do some business. Morning, Danny. Anyway, what was I going to say to you? Yeah, so in the offices downstairs, I have got copies of all 10 volumes of Mike and Mandy Goff's masterwork, Unlocking the Gamma Core.
Sure, yeah.
Remember, I've got to give you those before you go. Yeah. That was Mike and Mandy.
That's why I brought what you would call a lorry with me, so I could load it up, because I know how much.
It's not available in the States.
No, it's not.
No,
I know.
Yeah.
But that's
it's banned,
no, but that will change. It's only because their views on contraception, abortion, and also
it's considered contraband in America.
And yes, and also some of the photos of the exercises.
I probably shouldn't say this live on the radio, but I do plan on muling it back with me. I plan on muling it.
But don't swallow them.
Yeah, well.
Definitely go access round the back. Yeah. Anyway.
Backcess.
Backcess all areas. Right. Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
Well, that came out of nowhere.
Sure.
Sure.
Ugh.
Yeah. He wouldn't have felt a thing when the rat ate his eyes.
Anyway, wait. By the way, it should be noted that you also got me back into Columbo from listening to the show.
Oh, really?
You talked about it all the time. It's unbelievable.
It's so good.
Because the whole notion of one more thing.
Yeah.
Is just.
Also Jack Cassidy. With the blonde hair and Jack the pointy face.
Yes.
What a face.
But you should definitely do the Jack Cassidy story. He's a fascinating
figure.
Is he? You can play Jack. He's David
Cassidy. He must be fascinating.
No, he's David Cassidy's dad, the singer.
Yeah.
Right.
He's David Cassidy's dad.
He is, yeah.
He didn't get, there were rumours about him.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
but that's good. That's a good thing. You know?
Yeah,
if you don't talk about you behind your back, they don't even think about.
Yeah, what's that? What's that rap lyric? If you don't have haters, you're not doing anything.
Right. Sam, what's he called? Barnum said he doesn't read publicity. He measures it with a ruler. Yeah, you know that. Anyway, they're so good though, right?
Yeah, they're so good. And I just honestly, I got right into it. I watched the first one was the one that was the first one that was directed by Spielberg.
Yes,
it was,
yes.
Yeah.
And with,
that's with Jack Cassidy.
With John,
he's a writer.
John Cassavetes.
John Cassavetes, but also with the woman with those teeth.
Yes,
that looks attractive till she opens her mouth, and then you can see that he doesn't really like her. We know it's man alive.
It's a great episode.
It is. You know, everybody in America now has the same teeth. Do you know this?
Yes.
Everybody's
got the exact. So everybody looks the same.
The same.
Yes.
And then now everybody's been. Everybody goes on these visits to the youth fairy.
Right.
So everybody's kind of getting. And so now everybody looks the same.
Right.
It's really strange. And
Did you ever remember? The bride of Wildenstein. Do you remember her? There was a lawsuit.
Yeah, of course.
New York.
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
But who would have thought that was the template for Wildenstein?
Yes.
That actually people would begin. No, do you remember we used to look at it and go, Jesus Christi!
Yeah.
Look at this. What the? And now.
And now it's not so far-fetched.
Right.
Yeah.
They all look like her litter. No, she tried to look like a cat. So that's fair to say that.
Power of Christ compels you.
That was really fair comment from me. That wasn't.
Yes, no, oh, it was, yeah, it was, yeah. It was,
absolutely. No, there's a whole
really
TV
okay.
series now.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Will, what brings you to London?
I'm here as an envoy.
Yeah. Someone told me you were strengthening ties.
And I didn't want to say it right off, but I am strengthening some ties.
Okay, well, just between you and the United Kingdom, or you and individuals?
Whomever comes my way, okay. I'm going to strengthen.
Those ties will get strengthened.
Yeah, those ties will get strengthened. Right. And I just, and I'm not, you know, I'm not very discerning when it comes to strengthening ties. Let me just say that.
The best way.
You see a tie, you strengthen it.
Loose tie.
Sure. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I arrived here with nothing but me, my wits, and an attaché case full of... I can't tell you what.
Tie strengthening gear. Yeah.
And a dream.
And a dream.
Arrived in the UK, nothing but a passport and a dream.
I love my favorite, one of my favorite quotes of somebody who arrived somewhere was Lorne Michaels was being inducted into some Hall of Fame thing, and Steve Martin was the guy who did it, and he said, Lorne Michaels came down here to New York from Canada with nothing but the shirt on his back and a cool $1 million.
Nice.
That's the founder of Saturday Night Live.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Genius.
Yeah.
So is that all you're doing over here? Just strengthening?
I didn't know that I was still on.
Right.
So the mic is on all the time.
You'll know.
Okay.
It's live.
Yeah, it's live. I'm here strengthening ties. I'm going to go see the football at the weekend.
Where are you going?
I said it the right way, right? See the football at the weekend.
Yeah, that's it. That'll do it.
Go down the football.
I'm going down the football.
I'm going
football. Yeah. I don't do football anymore.
I'm going with me mates.
Okay, nice.
Sorry, that was really half-hearted.
That was really good.
No, it was half-hearted.
If I was you, when you were saying, I'm with me mate, it's much more patronizing if you do it in a more American accent.
Yeah.
Sorry. If it's obviously an American trying to do an English accent, I'm with me mate.
Right, I'm here with me mates. My name's Ron. I'm a plasterer from Tottenham.
No.
Oh!
There we go.
I tell you something.
Yeah, it's on. But I'm going up to Anfield on Sunday. As I'm a Liverpool supporter. Johnny very kindly last year invited me to come to see... Chelsea played Liverpool.
You couldn't make it. That's a shame. Actually, no, it's a draw again.
We keep tying.
Maybe you'll be strengthening ties.
We're strengthening those ties. There we go.
And that had a sort of circularity to it.
It did.
Yeah.
Whoa.
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Oh, man. That's those wombat guys moving to New York. They got issues.
They moved back, by the way.
Have they?
Yeah, have they now? They're not there anymore.
Moved back. Yeah. It didn't work out.
This just in. The wombats have moved back.
Yeah.
Apparently, they can now sleep. September the 20th. It's a Wednesday. Officially, spring. Well, autumn has started. Mm. Terrible rain. We've got Will Arnett here, ladies and gentlemen.
Will Arnett.
And Chappie. sorry, he's brought a friend of his in.
No, he is. Chappie, it should be noted, the reason I'm here is because of Chappie.
Yeah, right.
Mark Chappell brought me. He's the one who said you have to listen to the 4 till 7 thing.
You know it.
And he's right.
Right.
And a lot of people said this to me when I did my podcast, and I don't want to, I'm not here to promote Smartless podcast anywhere you listen to a podcast.
I've heard it's fantastic.
Who knows? Yeah, but because I'm not here to promote that. But what I am saying is a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, during the pandemic, your podcast helped us. It brought me a lot of laughs.
Yeah. Mm.
I can say the same thing about you guys.
Okay.
You guys brought me a lot of joy and a lot of laughs.
So
during
the guy... Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
So the guy who brought a lot of laughs to a lot of people.
Yes.
The laughs that sustained him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Originated.
Like, you're like the Barber of Seville.
The laugher became the laughee.
Right, if the Barber of Seville cuts the hair of everyone who doesn't cut the hair of the Barbara Saville. Who cuts the Barbara Saville? We do.
Right. That's exactly right.
No, it was a question that Bertrand Russell first asked that changed modern mathematics. Mm. Okay, you ready for this, guys?
Sure.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. It is. You look it up, and it's really hard to get your head around. Look around the Barbara Saville question. It's a paradox, and it helps us understand something that still remains incomprehensible to me, even having read it, the explanation. We're joined by the voice of BoJack Horseman, Lego Batman, not forgetting Sweet Pete from Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Arnett, Sopranos star, Will Arnett.
Yes.
Will, you are a Liverpool fan. You're going up there this weekend.
I am. I'm going to see Liverpool-West Ham at my first time to Anfield.
Oh really?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Big day.
Yeah, big day.
Get ready to sing.
My mum's family's from up there. They honestly just, everyone who's a Liverpool fan just bangs on about it. Not in the way Man United fans do, which is quite annoying.
Sure.
Because they think you've got to be a Man United fan.
Oh, they just think you love them, yeah.
Yeah. I've got a friend who's a Man United fan. I said, I can't stand Man United. I said, I hate Man United. He just goes, no, you don't. I go, no, I do. I genuinely hate it. He goes, no, you don't. You love us.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You love us. Everyone loves us.
Everyone
really
loves
Everyone
us.
Everyone loves us, really. Like that.
Man United fan is, like I was saying in America, like being a fan of the Patriots, and I think it's the same for Man U, it's like it's reserved for little kids and Instagram models, right? They're the ones who really like it.
I think they're more like Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
In a way. Maybe. They sort of think they're God's own football club in that way.
And haven't won in a while.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, that just happened.
Wait, no, it did just happen. You guys are big Bama fans in here, too.
Roll Tide.
Go Bama.
Bama.
Wow.
The Crimson Tide.
Don't even talk don't about it. Don't.
Okay.
Rama Jamma Yellow Hammer, yeah? Okay. Sick of
got too much Bama in me.
We've both got too much Bama in us. I'll tell you it.
Who's your team?
Bama.
Roll Tide.
Well done.
Okay, we go. Because you know why we like Bama? Because we all believe in the process. Okay, you ready for this?
Sure.
There's a process. You're a Liverpool FC fan. What is this Scouser, Liverpudlin? What's he saying? You ready?
Yep.
It's going to be a great night. We're going to get bevied.
It's going to be a great night. We're going to get bevied.
Yeah.
Exactly right. We're going to get drunk. Okay, next up. You ready?
Yep.
Those bags look like yogs.
Boy, it does sound like she's saying those bags look like clogs, but she can't be saying that.
Let's listen again.
Yep.
Those bags look like yogs.
Those bags look like
I
yours?
I don't even know what
is that a
saying.
Translation
what is
app?
That? Yogs?
Is it? Is it like...
Yeah, I can't figure that one out.
She's saying yours.
No, it's yogs.
What's a yog?
Those bags look like dags. It's those handbags look fake.
Ah.
In London, we'd say, look a bit schneid.
Yeah,
a bit Jekyll.
A bit moody.
A bit Jekyll.
Or just say Mexican handbags.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde, schneid. A bit Jekyll,
fake
bit Jekyll,
Mexican
mate.
Mexican handbags.
Oh, don't.
That's a...
Yeah.
Oh man, we just touched greatness.
Britain's fastest growing sport. Okay, ready for this. Forget, what's it called? Pickleball.
Pickleball. That's supposed to be the fastest growing
pickleball.
Sport.
No.
Mexican handbags.
It's handbags.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not down with pickleball.
No, of course you're not.
No, it's not because everybody else is.
Yes.
Right. And also, it's like racquetball because it's a fat man sport. You can just stand in the middle and the ball comes to you. That's a fat man sport.
It's the opposite of squash where you've got to run to the ball.
Yeah, when he says that, he means fat. PH. Fat.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fat.
That's
what he means.
How
dare. Doesn't mean
someone who's
obese.
No, I meant PH. You know how hip I am.
Yeah, of course. It's fat.
Sure.
Hey, that's fat.
Yeah, that's fat.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. Next one. Here we go.
Yeah.
I got these new trams from my mum for Christmas.
One more time.
I got these new trams from my mum for Christmas.
Got these new things from my mom for Christmas.
Traps.
I got these new trainers. It's trabs. Trabs. Okay, next up.
Trabs.
Okay, you ready?
That's insane.
Yeah, sorry, I can't come out tonight in chocker.
You might get this, though, if you approach one of Liverpool's fine maidens.
Okay, one more time. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I can't come out tonight in chocker.
Yeah, show me that beep
it is
tonight.
It is English.
Okay. Show me that beep tonight.
No, it's apologies, lad. I can't come out tonight. I'm busy. And last up, are you ready?
Wow.
Devo's run out of 50s.
I'm devered. I went out for bitters. I'm drunk. I went out for...
No, I'm devastated. I've run out of cigarettes.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I'm devoed. I've run out of bifters.
Devoed. Yeah, okay. Devoed.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say, I know you can do it on the pre-rec podcast tip. I'm just going to check if you can talk right up to that. You've got all the equipment. I'm going to see if you can, as we say in the world of live, if you can hit... the vocal. You've got about 21 seconds before this one. 21 seconds to go. So we'll get the starter up. Here we go. Intro's coming. You'll start to see it going
around.
It's
one of the greatest things that I love about listening to this show. Because, Johnny, nobody does it better than you. Nobody.
You know that.
Gets into the vibe, gets into the music, and then knows that moment, that perfect moment, where they can say, honestly, to the audience, it's your side of town from one of your favorite bands, The Killers.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X. Right, on to her. Steady as she goes. You're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you so much for all your questions to our guest, Will Arnett. We'll try and get a couple in before we say goodnight. First of all, though, ladies and gentlemen, he's on after us. Shamrock! Are you right, Shamrock?
I'm good, Teach.
You've said hello to Will, our guest today.
I'll say hello again. Hey, Will.
Hi. How are you?
Dan was asking me, and actually he's here now, so you can ask him the question yourself. Voiceover stuff. Go on. Cool.
You're going to make me do it on air?
Yeah, of course I'm going to make you do it on air, yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you, have you got time to be my mentor for voiceovers?
Can I check my schedule?
I know you're busy.
Okay. Would you mind?
Okay. I did this little thing, right? I got down to the last three to play a cartoon snail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't get the gig.
What? Maybe how do you find the character?
Did Will get the gig? Did you lose it?
Have you got a snail part coming up?
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
I mean, do I? Look, let me just say, a series of phone calls were had this afternoon. One thing led to another, and it's where I'm off to now, right before my succulent Chinese meal.
Imagine you got
the gig. That'd be so funny.
I already did it.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Dan, what's in your show tonight, my love?
Okay, tonight it's Wednesday, so it's the annual. 4 songs, 1 year. But okay. What is that year?
Dan, do you know something? Every week I listen to this. Normally, you know, when I get home, because as you know, I always drive up in a Jag and get home in about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to know is how can you Google trap this so people aren't merely Googling it, but using honesty and skill and judgment? What's your defense?
Teach, you just trust the people, yeah? Because if they're cheating, they're just cheating themselves.
Okay, you know something, Dan? You should definitely bring out merch with your face on it. It says, Shamrock says, trust the people. Because I'd buy that sweatshirt.
I'd buy that shirt.
I'd work out in that.
I'd drink out of that mug.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd drink hard liquor from that flagon.
I'd wear it in my shed.
Definitely.
Great.
I'd like where you have it on your overalls.
Yeah, put it this way, if I heard it was out there and I didn't have one, I'd be devoed.
Yeah, of course.
Call back much?
Yeah, you know that. Dan O'Connell's on after us, ladies and gentlemen.
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Oh, that's those Kasabians, underdog right here on Radio X. Still the greatest name ever for a posh woman's cat. Kasabian, will you stop it? I'm afraid Kasabian doesn't like that. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Arnett is our guest. Will, I've got questions from listeners.
Okay.
Hundreds of them are texted in. I'm going to hand this over to Gav and Sunt. Yep. I'll sort of cue them.
Sure.
I don't want you to do something as grubby as that.
There's one here from Simon in Littlehampton. Take a wild stabbing guess what that question might be.
I know,
Johnny.
It's do you play golf?
Do you play golf?
I do.
Yep.
How long?
No, I do play golf.
A little bit.
I play quite a bit.
Do you?
I play quite a bit of golf, yeah. I should be better by now. I used to be decent, and then I didn't play for 20 years, and then I started playing again about 3 years ago.
Sorry, did you say that? Was I thinking out loud?
Is that really?
Did we make just another connection?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man. Do you want to go and play some crap golf?
Yeah.
Let's do it. While you're here.
Do you keep an index? Now we're going to put the audience to sleep.
I don't even, but it doesn't matter. But come and play some crap golf at mine.
Love
I've
to.
I've got a perfect golf club for it as well.
Love to.
Okay, Suns.
Chris in Scotland asks, does Will think badgers or cats are better?
Badgers or cats?
What are you going with, the badger or the cat?
The funny thing is I get this a lot.
Yeah, because you've already fully formed your opinion on this, I imagine.
I've formed my opinion. I have a degree in this question.
Very good question.
I'm going to have to go badger.
Sure.
Yeah,
you're wrong, but sure.
No, you should have said correct. Okay. Next one is from, I think we're going to go back to Gavin.
Yes, there's no name on this one, but it asks, I'd like to ask Will, who is Will's favourite Gallagher brother?
Yes.
It's a tough one, though.
I know that they're both friends of the program.
They are.
Yeah. And I've heard them both on the program in the past. And I don't want to pick sides. But I did hang out one evening for a couple hours with Noel a few years ago.
No one hangs with the other one.
No, even he doesn't hang with himself. And a super talented guy, it should be noted. Yeah. I don't want him to jump me outside.
Don't worry about picking sides.
Which they would surely do.
But I think Noel, because his quotes are just off the charts.
Hilarious.
Great, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, no. Not Liam's quotes are a different level. Much better quotes.
Than Noel's?
Oh, come on.
He's always described his brother as a man with a fork in a world full of soup.
Okay. And do you know what Liam said when he was asked about the birth of his forthcoming child?
Yeah. What was it?
He said, if it's a boy, we're going to call it Lennon. If it's a little screaming girl, we're going to call it David Beckham.
That's pretty great.
Okay.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Right, okay. Next question, please. And I think we're going to go back to the Mistress of Perfidiousness.
Thank you. This is my own question, actually. I absolutely love the Smartless podcast. Oh. Thank you for bringing that into the world. And you just had Smartless on the road with Sean Hayes and Jason Bateman. So the three of you, did you actually share a hotel room? Because that's what you say on the podcast, that you did that for the whole tour.
We did. We legitimately did. And I mean, it wasn't a small room. It was, a series of suites.
Yeah.
If you will.
Interlinking.
But we did. We really did. And
is that to police each other?
Yeah.
That would. No, I'm just saying, because you're on the road, you're three legendarily weak men.
I think.
No, I'm just saying, I don't mean that badly. What I mean is the weakness is strong with you. Yeah.
Did any of the three of you shout anything surreal out in their sleep that the others then heard?
No. We had different rooms, so we had different bedrooms, but we were part of the same.
If ever you are sleep talking, or you want to pretend you are, always be shouting, throw it to granny. I don't know why.
Keep people guessing.
People just you just go, throw it to granny, throw it to granny.
Did you learn anything about them that you didn't already know?
No, I feel like we know each other quite well. We spend a lot of, we do the show together, and then we basically just socialize together. Jason and I play golf 3 days a week together.
Okay. Mm. That's a lot, though, now.
That's a lot.
No, that's not what you said previously.
I know. But because
Going back on what you were saying previously, that sounds disingenuous.
Well, first of all, I never took an oath.
Okay.
Nobody put my hand on a Bible.
No one on this show is under oath.
Yeah. Okay. That should be the disclaimer before every show. Nobody.
You should have enforced
the 47 thing.
None of the interviewees are under oath. They are perfectly entitled to say. Okay, Gav, another question.
I've got one from me. Please tell me you were the one that came up with the name Strands van Waldenberg for your Blades of Glory.
Oh, gosh, I did not.
It's such a great name.
It's so good, isn't it?
Strands.
Who came up with the whole thing of just the Iron Lotus?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think if it was in the script or if it was Will Speck and Josh Gordon, the directors.
Right.
The Iron Lotus.
It's
unbelievable.
It's so crazy.
Do you know what I love about that film? The reason I can watch it more than... Sometimes the films become a really great comedy films become a series of sketches, so you don't mind the plot anymore.
Yeah.
Even though at the time when you first watched it was actually pretty lame, like with Talladega Nights, the plot kind of annoyed me. It's a bit dry. But Blades of Glory, Dodgeball's got it a bit as well, but it really survives as both. It's really it's just great.
Well, you know what? You tapped into something which is true. I think that making a comedy film is really hard to do. And I think the television, you can do it. Films are really, really hard to keep the tone consistent. Mm. And a part of that is the process of making a film can be super tedious.
Yes. Really boring.
And so, as you know, comedy, and you guys do it every day, you create comedy here every single day. It's all fresh comedy.
It's bogus innocence.
Yeah. And you have to have that element of surprise. And not just the listener, you as the performer has to, and you have to have that. And in film, you don't have it because it's such a slow process.
You can't keep it fresh.
You can't keep it fresh. Television, you can because it moves quite quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
Live,
yeah.
But it's that bogus innocence. It's that guy walks into a bar. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
It's exactly... Yeah, right. Yeah. So,
but that's why actors try stuff, isn't it? That's why they improvise things.
But sometimes when I look at... And I've seen a few people when they're writing comedy films, you can see they've got the cards on the wall.
Yeah.
And they're approaching each scene. No, they haven't. You've got your cards on the wall. My Rob Schneider used to have this.
Yeah.
And he used to go in there and see his cards on the wall. But when you watch the film, sometimes it's exactly that. It was sketch, 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 sketch. And they forgot the whole story.
Yeah.
And I think Blades of Glory stands out because it's got this... Also, it's got a dance music ending. You can't beat
can't
it.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong if you've got a climax
dance. A big finale,
You can't. It's got the... It was the same with Silver Linings Playbook.
Right.
Ultimately, still had, which I think... Unbelievable.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant.
Unbelievable. I know you're not in it.
I know.
Neither am I.
But Bradley is brilliant. Bradley's a great friend.
He's a good lad.
Yeah.
But that scene when she's talking about all the coincidences and how weird they all are, and it starts off with her and Bradley being insane, and at the end of it, they're the only insane. At the end of it, they're the only sane ones.
Right.
Is just, I think, one of the greatest things ever, and it leads in to the big dance climax. So you've kind of always got that.
You know, I have such a poor memory when it comes to films and stuff. I have a really good memory. I can remember dates. If you'd ask me about what I was doing at any given month, any given year, I can remember back sort of 30, 40 years.
Well, you just call your parole officer.
Same. I did a hard time. But when it comes to films and stuff, people mention film, they go, remember the thing? I'm like, no, I don't really.
Right.
And even films I love, it's strange.
Don't you? You really
don't. I don't watch films. I only watch sports. I don't watch films or TV. I barely watch anything.
Okay, do you watch sports documentaries?
Yes.
A lot.
I can't get enough of them.
I can't get enough.
The 30 for 30s.
They can't make them fast enough.
No, honestly, they really can't. Like, even like QB1. But I'll watch like a junior high school one, and it's just sort of like...
Or the Hard Knocks, you know?
Yeah.
This year they did the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, blah, blah, blah. It's phenomenal watching.
They should do one about Bo Jackson every year.
Yes.
Right. It would never get boring.
Bama don't do them. The only one I've ever thought was pointless was when they did All or Nothing, that series on Prime, for Tottenham. I'm thinking, well, yeah, nothing. Did. We know it's nothing.
It gives the ending away, doesn't it? There's no pressure.
It's just call that year nothing.
I narrated All or Nothing Toronto Maple Leafs.
Loved that.
Oh, wow.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's my team.
Did you see the brilliant hockey documentary in the Untold about the gangster who take and his family who take over
that's
that hockey
amazing.
Club.
No,
the mafia guy. Yes.
Oh, genius.
Genius. Yeah.
Listen, we're going to be talking sports. No, we're not.
Radio X.
Florence with her rabbit heart.
Hmm.
Where'd she find it?
I know.
I don't know. But imagine if they opened her up. And hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X, September the 20th. It's a Wednesday. We've broken the back of this week. If this week was lying in our arms, we just leant forward, snapped its back like a twig.
It's done.
Like a twig. Broken, yeah?
It's done.
It's done. It's done. Just like that. Just a bit of dribble coming out of the week's mouth.
Sure.
It's done.
We've made the week.
We have, yeah.
Will Arnett was our guest today. Hi, Will.
Hi, I sure was.
Guys, love the show. Always the radio highlight of the day with the inclusion of Will has taken today's to another level. Simply sublime. Larko, long-time listener, first-time texter. Also, hey gang, thanks for the amazing show. It's been one of the funnest shows you've ever done. Will is awesome. Love you guys. That's Mr. G of Bournemouth, a former Pet Town correspondent. That must make your heart sing.
It does. To hear from the likes of Mr. G
out there.
Reaching
he doesn't
out.
Always comment. That's
no,
the thing.
He doesn't. Yeah, that's the thing. And to get that unsolicited.
Yeah, you're right. That
oh,
just happened. That just happened.
Yeah, well, I'm in high cotton now.
You made it.
Yeah, of course you have. Also, Mr. G, I know his stuff's for real, yeah?
Yeah.
He's for real.
Sure.
So you're coming out with us to the casino around the corner for a succulent Chinese meal. What is your go-to order? What must be on the table?
General Chow's chicken.
Okay, nice.
But is that a spicy thing? Or
it's sort of spicy. Is that something that's over that we have
over
here?
I'm sure they'll rustle it out. No,
not heard of it.
I've because someone told me that you don't care as long as they come through and it's sizzling on a plate.
Definitely.
With a lot of show. As long as it goes... And everyone looks.
Sizzle's great, but even better if there's a flame.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a flambé.
Oh, flambé. That's what makes you an aristocrat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it works.
Well, that's part of what makes me an aristocrat.
That's amazing.
But it's a big part. But it's a big part.
You want flame and sizzle.
I want flame. I like a Singapore noodle.
Oh, yes.
Filled with as you say, prawns.
Yes.
We say shrimp.
Yeah.
And I got to say, prawns doesn't sound as appetizing.
No, it doesn't.
If you think about it. I want to ruin an entire nation.
Well, I once had a, I mean, this is how bad it can sound, particularly on the lips of someone from Surrey. Mm. I once had someone calling in and they go, no, I've just had a great night out, John. We went out for a Chinese. And I've gone, really? He's gone, yeah, it was blinded. He goes, I've had the steak, she's had the prawns. And again, you can hear that, can't you?
It's not the same.
She's had the prawns.
You made him say it again and again.
Yeah, I made him say it again and again because I was laughing so much. Anyway, sorry, what did you have? You broke up there. Prawns. So are you out? I'm going to use some Canadian slang here.
Sure.
Are you out for a rip?
Yeah.
No, what's wrong with saying that?
We're going to go out for a rip. We're going to rip her.
Okay, but I don't want you chirping.
Yeah, oh, chirping. Yeah, yeah. That's a good hockey.
You mean we're going to go out?
Go out.
Go out. We're going out.
Well, guys, we're going out tonight for sure, eh? Yeah. We're going to get on her and we're going to stay on her, eh?
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.